Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie Phillips, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's actually about your son, Joshua, BC High graduate in 2013. And it sounds like, much like my son, he loves video games.
He has been playing them since he was four.
So please tell me there's a future for my son in this industry.
We honestly didn't think so, and my husband was askew, and he said he was going to do video games for a living. So he ended up graduating with a degree in computer science and visual arts and technology, and he's been working for a company called Windwalk Games, and his first game comes out in beta on February 5th of 2025.
Wow.
How long has he been working on this specific game?
3 years.
Wow. What was his role in creating the game?
He does all the programming and all the background technical stuff. So he writes the all the code, basically.
Now, does he go into an office and do this, or is this something he gets to do it from home?
He's a remote worker. He's been working remote for them since the pandemic. He actually got hired during the pandemic.
And as a mother, when he said, "I'm going to do video games for a living," what did you say originally?
It's hard to say. I mean, I wanted him to follow his dream, and I'm glad that he did.
I just looked up revenue for video games, Kennedy, and the last number I could find is for 2023. Video games generated $196 billion in revenue.
Well, yeah, man, you always have to find a new skin or whatever.
Yeah, that's
called.
Just Fortnite skins.
Exactly.
It is really wild. And what is the game about that he helped develop?
So the game is called Sworn, and it's actually based off of King Arthur, and it's a co-op action roguelike game. And you can play alone, or you can play with others online.
Have you played it? Are you any good at video games?
No, I am not. I get vertigo, so I don't do video games well.
I understand that.
My kids do. So they do, and they've all played it, and it's really cool. And it's coming out on a couple of different platforms. So,
that's what I was going to ask you. Is it on PlayStation or Xbox or both?
It's on both, and also the Switch and also computer, MS Windows.
You know, I need to hook you up with my nephew, because at least last I spoke to his mother, he's wanted to write. He's a musician, and he loves video games, and he has written many music for...
He's scored video games?
Like, I mean, not professionally, but like, you know, with these video games, there's all these communities, and they're like, oh, I wrote this song for this specific part of the game that I like better. Mm-hmm. And you can use it if you want to. And
that's
he did.
That's pretty cool.
He's got like hundreds of thousands of hits on one of his YouTubes. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's amazing.
We just love to see our young people doing well.
Yeah, shout out to Joshua. Yeah. He followed his dreams and it worked out. That's awesome.
He really did.
Love to see it.
And it's the proudest point, you know, part of being a parent to see your children succeed. Mm-hmm. And be happy about it.
I remember the first time I told my parents I was going to try to get into radio. They were like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to go to college?
You don't want to make video games, Dan? Do something productive?
You don't want to busk at Faneuil Hall? You make more money?
Well, Stephanie, you and Joshua are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, and we encourage everybody to go buy, download, whatever,
the
new video game coming in February called Sworn.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. It was good to talk to you again.
You as well.
All right. Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
And if you got something like that going on with your family or your life, you want to share some good news, we want to hear about it. We want to make you a part of our Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text the show at 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Danielle from Merrimack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
And your comfy sweatsuit.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture stuff. Danielle, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash if you tie. That's a win for Kennedy. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,889 wins and only 430 losses. Are you ready?
Creeping in on 6K.
I know.
I'm ready.
We might have to have a 6K party or something.
Mm.
Here we go. Question number one. Chris Martin knows his band is an easy target for haters and he doesn't mind. He says, "We are four white middle-class men from England. We deserve to take some crap for what our people have done." What is the band that he is the lead singer of?
My God, I can't think.
Danielle?
I don't know.
They only get harder from here.
Question number two. Fans got their first look.
Yesterday was easy.
Fans got their first look at the new Superman as the first trailer for the movie dropped online. Which city does Superman live in and protect?
New York.
Manhattan. Question number three. Lady Gaga says her new album, LG7, will include, quote, "so many different genres, so many different styles, so many different dreams." Which Gaga song has these iconic lyrics? Rah, rah, ah, 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 Roma, Roma, ma, Gaga, ooh, la, la.
Roma, ah, ah, ah.
Name the song.
Oh, name the song. I don't know.
Question number four. Jonah Hill turns 41 today. His first Academy Award nomination came in 2012 from this baseball movie that starred Brad Pitt. Name the movie.
Did you say baseball movie?
Yes.
Brad Pitt is the general manager of the Oakland Athletics.
Sandlot? I don't know.
You're killing me, Danielle.
I've been listening all week. It's so funny. I've known all of them except for this today.
You're on the struggle bus today.
Question number five. Nikki Glaser went to 22 of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows and spent close to $100,000 on travel expenses and tickets. The tour ended December 8th in which city?
Vancouver.
There it is.
Hey, we found your wheelhouse.
Let's get Kennedy.
Yeah! The hardest one of all.
Kennedy, welcome back. Danielle got 1 out of 5.
Suit.
These are tough.
Of course.
These are tough.
You know you only do that when they get like 1 or 0 right.
Kennedy, question number one. Chris Martin knows his band is an easy target for haters, and he doesn't mind. He says, and I quote, "We are four white middle-class men from England. We deserve to take some crap for what our people have done." What is the name of the band that he's the lead singer for?
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Does that sound familiar, Danielle?
It does. I knew it. I couldn't think of the name.
1-0.
It's harder when you're doing this.
I know. Fans got their first look at the new Superman yesterday as the trailer dropped for the new movie that comes out next summer. Which city does he live in and protect?
Metropolis?
Yes. It's a fictional city of Metropolis. 2-0. Lady Gaga says her new album, LG7, will include, and I quote, "so many different genres, so many different styles, so many different dreams." Which Gaga song has these iconic lyrics? Ra, ra, ah, 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 Roma, Roma, ma, Gaga, ooh, la, la.
Bad Romance.
It's my Christmas gift to you, Kennedy.
3-0.
Thank you.
Jonah Hill turns 41 today. His first Academy Award nomination came in 2012 from this baseball movie that starred Brad Pitt. Name the movie.
Moneyball.
It is Moneyball, not Sandlot. I do like that answer.
Oh, Sandlot's such a good one.
Sandlot's a classic.
4-0. Question number five. Nikki Glaser went to 22 of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows and spent close to $100,000 on travel and tickets. The tour ended December 8th in which city?
Vancouver.
That is it.
I'm scared that I knew that.
The things that seep into your brain.
Yeah, Danielle knew that one. That's the one she got. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Danielle. You don't get the cash. However, you now have plans for New Year's Eve. You are going to Bubbly Beginnings New Year's Eve party at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And you're in for the grand prize, which is tickets and an overnight stay, plus a $100 gift card towards food and beverages. If you want to buy tickets, you want to buy tickets to Bubbly Beginnings, go to foxwoods.com. Danielle, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Danielle. I'm from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. Call or text that number. The show is yours. We have a fourth microphone waiting for your voice. What are you getting into over the holidays? 617-931-1234. Again, call or text that. Shock us with what you're going to be doing over the holidays, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Who, me? Shock me? I'm going to Thailand.
That is shocking.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I leave on Monday.
How excited are you?
I'm
it's like a dream vacation.
Yeah, it has been a bucket list thing of mine for a long time, but I've had a lot of other stuff going on and just really haven't focused on it until the last couple of days.
How long will you be in Thailand?
I come back on the 2nd.
Okay, and you leave on Monday. And where are you going?
Bangkok and Chiang Mai.
Okay. And what's the one big thing you're going to do while you're there?
Going to an elephant sanctuary.
You are.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I get to spend time with elephants that have been rescued. It is a very ethical place. So don't at me. And
are you going to pet their trunks?
I don't know if you're allowed to touch them or not, but if they let me, I 100% would love to just be in amongst their spirit. Yes. Yes.
Jen is, our good friend from Furlong's Candies, Kennedy. Good morning, Jen.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
I have to imagine you'll be working through most of the holiday.
Yes. So I am working straight through all the way up. We are open 8 to 9 every day and 8 to 4 on Christmas Eve. And then I get a few days off to enjoy some time with my family.
Oh, my gosh.
Big time of year for the candy game, huh?
I mean to tell you, if you need stocking stuffers, get over there. It's all packaged up for you and ready to go. Yep.
Wait. Hold on. There's something in my notes here about something that's happening January 2nd that's kind of a big deal.
Yes. So, as Kennedy and Dan know, so we did the ice cream social, and then a week later, I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So now, finally, about 4 months later, right after Christmas, we leave January 2nd. My husband and I, we are finally getting to take our honeymoon.
Yay!
Nice. Where are you going?
We're going to St. Lucia. We're going to be there for about a week.
Lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Put your toes in the sand. What's your umbrella drink?
What's your husband's name?
Brendan.
Brendan. Well, congratulations to you both. Thanks for being part of the family, too.
Of course. guys. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. I saw Kennedy a couple weeks ago.
Thank you for bringing a toy. We love you, girl.
Yep. Happy holidays. Corey from Medford.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hey.
How could we end 2024 without talking to Corey from Medford?
We can't. I don't think it's allowed.
And it looks like Corey, much like me, is headed down south. Where are you going?
Yeah, so actually our anniversary is on the 28th, and we're heading down to Tennessee the next day for my husband's brother's wedding.
Oh, nice.
Whereabouts in Tennessee?
Nashville, actually.
Oh, have a blast.
Get yourself on a bicycle and ride around the Broadway drinking and pedaling.
Oh, I did that. Would recommend.
Unless that bicycle has an electric motor, I'm not sitting on it.
All right, well, have a great time down there. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you after the first
year. Thanks, guys. Have a good New Year.
All right, you too. B-side from Gloucester. We got everybody checking in this morning. Oh, good morning, B-side.
We're hitting all the A1s.
Yep.
Good morning. Hi. Long time no speak.
It's been
okay,
a whole day.
So it says in my notes here that you're going to make your boyfriend cry with your present this year?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, well,
you can't say what it is, though, because he might be listening.
Yeah, he's not listening. Sorry. He's not one of those. So the last 2 years, we have been working on getting his house renovated. And in the last 2 weeks, it has been rapidly renovated. And it has changed colors. It was brown for 40 years, and it is now red. And I had an artist paint the old house for him to have on canvas. So it's an artist portrait of the old house because there's new windows, there's new doors,
that's nice.
There's new additions.
That is such a great
that's a
gift.
Thoughtful gift. I got,
really?
I had that done for Lana for our house a few years ago as a gift. That's a great, it's a great memento.
Yep.
To have. Well, you have a great holiday. It was good to talk to you.
Love
B-side.
You, girl.
We'll talk to you after the first of the year.
Love
okay?
you guys. All right. Happy holidays.
All right. Bye bye.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix
1041. 617-931-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the holidays, especially if you're doing something like really wild and shocking, please tell us. So me and Lana and Barrett and Cisco are all getting in my truck in about 8 hours, and we are leaving for Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to drive about halfway tonight to around Aberdeen, Maryland.
Perfect.
And then
perfect.
We'll spend the night there, and then we'll get up in the morning, drive the rest of the way. We're going to be staying with Lana's sister, Lane, and her husband, Jacob. They have two dogs. They just got a new puppy not that long ago.
Are you bringing Cisco?
Yeah, Cisco's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have the three dogs.
How long's that drive if you were just going to power through and do it straight?
Probably 14 hours.
Okay, that's a hike.
Yeah, and they have a new house, so they're excited to host. You know, normally they come up here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be hosting, and it's kind of bittersweet. I mentioned this yesterday. You know, Lana's mom passed, Mimi, and this is her first year. She's not around. And so Lana and Lane just wanted to be together.
And I love that.
And us not having Mimi here, too. Like, mm-hmm. it was always just having another person around that we were responsible for the holidays. We were supposed to go to Charleston, South Carolina afterwards for a couple of days. But Lana's got some stuff going on at the office, so we canceled that part of the trip. So we're going to come back and just be back here for New Year's Eve. So that is kind of the, you know.
Fantastic.
Pretty right. pretty low-key.
14 hours with the wife, the kid, and the dog in the car. Good luck.
Well, no, it's 6 hours at a time.
28 hours because it's down and back.
Nah, but who's counting?
And we know how. We
yeah,
know,
but you're stopping. What? You're not doing 12 hours. You're going to stop. How, you have time.
We also know how reliable my truck is, right?
Yeah, no engine problems there.
Yeah, yes, I am taking.
I can't believe you didn't run a car. That floored me. You and two humans and a dog and your stuff in a Jeep. I drove my Jeep from Des Moines, Iowa to Charleston, South Carolina once with two women and our luggage. Nightmare fuel. Felt every bump.
It's going to be fun.
Freezing cold.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. Loretta's from Lowell. Where are you and
good
your
morning.
Husband? Good morning. Where are you flying to?
London.
Oh, nice. When do you leave?
So we leave Monday. He is British, and he has family still in London, and we haven't seen them in several years, and so we're surprising them.
Do they don't
oh
know you're
gosh,
coming?
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, we told one cousin just to make sure that the rest of the family was going to be there because we don't want to be like showing up and
then everybody
home.
Went out of town.
Are you staying in a hotel or are you just showing up? Like, hope your spare room's available.
Normally we would stay with them, but we're going to stay at a hotel around the corner. And,
smart.
We're just going to like be at the cousin's house and open the door when everybody shows up.
My my mom did that to me when I was in my first marriage and we were living in Germany, and she showed up like 2 days before Christmas unannounced with like six people, my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle, my brother, and we had just had the twins. I was like, this is not right. It was utter chaos. And she did not get a hotel.
Well, don't forget to look right. We want you to make it back.
Great advice.
I always forget.
Thank God it's painted on every single street. So right.
Have fun in Jolly Olds. Hope you get a full English breakfast.
Heather's from Groton. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy. How are you?
Good. She's driving right now to the hospital. What's going on?
I'm going to get two artificial discs put in my neck. So I'm having spine surgery today, 4 days before Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
5 days.
That's a wonderful gift.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wild.
So,
gift of spinal mobility.
Yeah, how long does the surgery take?
I don't think it's more than a couple hours. Like, they expect them. It's a pretty quick recovery from what I understand. So
no, don't say that out loud. You take all the time you need and let people wait on you. Do that.
Oh, right. I'm going to be out of work for a month. Sorry, Mom.
Do that. Yep. That. All of those things.
Well,
you get to use these excuses very few times in your life, so use them.
You sound like you're in great spirits. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you're positive.
You know, it's out of my hands.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Completely out of my hands. And I remember when Kennedy was going through her surgeries, and she was like, you know, it is what it is, and it's out of my hands. And
enjoy the nap.
You know, you just want to. Yeah, I love the medically sanctioned nap.
Correct.
I am not going to lie.
There's nothing like it in the whole wide earth.
Awesome.
All right, well, call us after the first of the year. We want to know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the well wishes. Have a great holiday.
All right,
thanks.
Well,
thanks, you too. Our good friend Timely from Worcester.
Yay.
They are all going to. You're going to New York City?
No, we are not. I wish. No, we're going to.
Where are you going?
To York Beach, Maine, for what my 6-year-old son calls the Happy New Year.
Aww.
I love York Beach.
It is nice.
Yeah, we rent a hotel room, and they have a pool, and the kids just go wild in the pool for like 3 days straight, and it's a nice little family tradition we've created.
That is parenting 100. You find a hotel with an indoor pool in the middle of winter. That is, yeah.
Yep.
Well, have a good New Year's.
That
have a great time.
LIVIN.
Yes,
All right. Bye, Timely.
Bye.
Is it Deanna from Woonsocket?
Yes, it is.
Bro.
How are you?
I'm jealous. Tell everybody where you're going.
Well, we're going to Phoenix, and then we're driving to Vegas for the Christmas holiday.
Let's go!
Finally, a woman that knows how to live.
This woman has culture.
Vegas is amazing at Christmas, so this will be like our fourth trip we've gone at Christmas. Everybody is really nice. It's not a lot of crowds, and you can get half-price show tickets.
Awesome.
Oh, have a blast. That sounds awesome.
I feel like if you're going on Christmas, you got to bet it all on red.
You have to.
Santa
Normally
suit.
It would be black, Kennedy.
No, the color is always red.
Oh, it is always red. Oh, sorry. Well, have a great time. And real quick, our good friend Heather from Ashby, you're going to be dressing up as Mrs. Claus?
Yes. Tomorrow for work, we're having a Polar Express. I work with kids that have autism, ages 2 to 4. But on Saturdays, there's also kids that come in that are ages up till 12. After our session, we're going to be dressing up as, you know, my coworker's going to dress up as Santa Claus, and I dress up as Mrs. Aww. Claus, and we're going to be taking pictures.
You're such a good doobie.
Thank you. I did it last year, too. So now it's kind of like my role.
Wow.
Well, every good Santa needs a Mrs. Claus.
Yes. Behind every good Santa.
Yes.
There's a Mrs. Claus with a plate of cookies.
All right, well, have
Keeping
a good holiday.
Keeping the whole operation up north running.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye, Heather. And producer Dan, you getting ready to hop on an airplane?
Yeah. I am out of here as soon as the show ends. I got a flight at Logan at 11:30. My brother is meeting me.
Yep.
We're flying down together to South Florida.
Nice.
I'm going to be down there for 2 weeks. I come back like January 4th.
Southwest Florida.
Southwest Florida.
It's very nice over there this time of year, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What's the weather going to be like, 70s?
77, 78, oh, like so every jealous day. There's one day where it's like 60 and I was outraged. Right. And then I look back here and it's going to be like 9, so I was less outraged. And then after the holidays, Kaylee's going to meet me on the 26th and come down for a week.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to do some touristy excursion stuff, I think, too.
Yay. Right.
And just be in the sun and not have an alarm that goes off at 4. It's going to be awesome.
Go ahead, Dan.
Have a great time. Are you going to see your cousin, DJ Baby Ann, while you're down there?
You know, maybe. They all live in like the Central Florida, Orlando area.
Right.
It's like a 3-hour drive. We can take a trip.
All right. Well, if you see her, tell her I said hello.
Yes. I have a cousin who is a famous DJ in South Florida.
And
the
Carson just wants to be
I've been a fan
so
of hers since like the early 90s, Dan. You don't know.
He's an OG. I am an OG
DJ Baby Ann fan. That's all I'm saying.
I'll let her know.
You tell her I said Merry Christmas.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
<We'll do. laughs> you can't beat Kennedy.
What?
'Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, 'cause you're a loser.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our glorious friends at Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, and Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Tracy from Oxford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
On her last day before vacation, she's a teacher.
Oh, God bless.
Indeed. May the odds be ever in your favor today.
Do you have confetti in the car for as soon as you get in? Just throw it.
Yeah, what are we watching today? Home Alone, The Grinch Stole Christmas. What are we watching at school today?
We are not watching anything.
Are you giving him a test? Oh, I hope
no,
you are.
God,
let him
no.
know who's in charge. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Pop quiz.
There is no Christmas in
yes,
this classroom.
Kennedy. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie. That's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. Question number one. People magazine put together a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time. And Harry and Marv check in at number 7 on the list. Which movie are Harry and Marv the villains in?
Home Alone.
Sarah Michelle Gellar says, so many marriages break down because, quote, we live in an extremely disposable society now. Who has she been married to for over 20 years?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar, who she'd been married to for over 20 years.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
This local singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to her biggest song and then name the artist. Name the artist.
Is that Avril Lavigne?
Question number 4, Stephanie Meyer, turning 51 on Christmas Eve. She is an author who's most well known for a book series that sold over 160 million copies worldwide. What did she write?
The Twilight series.
And question number five, in the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what did the singers True Love give on the fourth day?
On the first. Okay, wait.
Just go through the whole thing. It's fine. We're here.
Okay. First day of Christmas, my true love gave partridge and two turtle doves. Oh, shoot. Three. I just did this with my kids. Four. Oh, shoot. Five gold.
I really
four,
thought she was about to swear.
Oh, shoot.
Don't swear.
Four French hens.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a great question, Dan.
Yeah, it's fun to hear you work through that.
I'm glad you didn't pick seven, though. What was the seventh today? All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Tracy got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
It is well done. These are pretty tough. You ready?
Yeah.
People Magazine put together a list of the greatest movie villains of all time and for the holidays. And Harry and Marv check in at number 7 on the list. Which movie are Harry and Marv the villains in?
Home Alone.
Yes, The Wet Bandits. Tied at 1. Sarah Michelle Gellar says, so many marriages break down because, quote, we live in an extremely disposable society now. Who has she been married to for over 20 years?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Tied at 2. This local singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to her biggest song and then name her. Get out me right now. It's the end of you and me. It's too late now. I can't wait for you to be gone. Because I know about her and I wonder. That's JoJo. JoJo, not Avril Lavigne. Correct. 3-2. I believe Avril's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 4. Stephenie Meyer, turning 51 Christmas Eve. She is an author whose most well-known book series has sold over 160 million copies worldwide. What did she write?
Twilight.
4-3. Question number 5. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what did the singer's true love give to her on the fourth day?
Golden rings. Four calling birds.
That did not take very long. Four calling birds.
It's three French hens. You were close.
Two turtle doves.
And a partridge.
And a pear tree.
Skirt, skirt. Burr, burr, burr,
burr. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
That's too many gifts. What are you going to do with all of those?
That's way too many animals.
It's expensive, too.
Where do you put Seven Lords a-leaping? There's no space.
I don't know. There's just a lot of birds and a lot of men.
And who are the birds calling?
Yeah. Why were there so many birds in these gifts?
They were readily available, apparently, back then, Dan. Tracy, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in. And obviously, thank you for the work you do as a teacher as well.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tracy from Oxford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to it.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
All right, a little bit different this week as we are finishing up 2024. Kennedy likes to do a recap of the year. Last year you did, was it Thank You?
I don't remember.
A Thank You song. I can't remember which song you did it to. So what did you decide to do for this one?
Okay, so this is, I had some help, but I call it We Had Some Help. And I just, again, want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you for everything you did for us and just touch on a couple of high points from the year. Maybe a low point, I don't know. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Mindless stupidness.
Mm-hmm. That's where I thrive, Kennedy.
Same, Dan, same.
Isn't that a thing for our show? Carson Kennedy, mindless stupidness.
It should be if it's not. It's been a year of joy, hard times, and laughter. You've been with us as close as a pastor. Can't wait to see what's in the next chapter. Gonna have so much fun.
It's Carson Kennedy Show, Pound Sand.
Let's take a look at all we did. Took a wicked long walk to help the kids. None of it could be described as mid. It's 'cause of you. We had some help. Never could have got
gotten to this place all by ourselves. When we joked, you laughed, and when Carson sang, you yelled. Your generosity, yeah, it overwhelms. They say teamwork makes the dream work. Well, we had some help.
$42,899.
Let's go!
Surprise Carson to tell him that his grandfather got diagnosed with ADHD that holds water. Poor Dan, he lost his own gallbladder. It's been quite
I'm attached
year.
To every machine in the entire
you
hospital.
You bought ice cream to help a kid. Carson's Jeep took 20 Mr. X, he still kept hid. And we cleared a lot of lists. We had some help. Never could have gotten to this place all by ourselves. When we joked, you left. And when Carson sang, you yelled. Your generosity, yeah, it overwhelms. They say teamwork makes the dream work. Well, we had some help.
Take off and run away. I'm gonna be a big sister.
No!
Yep!
Oh my god!
Surprise!
Carson came to work without shoes.
I left my house this morning and came to work without my shoes.
The 1K CBK made its debut. It sells money, it do.
You did it, Paul!
We had some help. We never could have gotten to this place all by ourselves. When we joked, you left, and when Carson sang, you yelled. Your generosity, yeah, it overwhelms. They say teamwork makes the dream work. Well, we had some help.
Because, you know, I'm an idiot.
You said it, not me.
Oh, I forgot you came to work with those shoes.
Good stuff.
That was incredible.
Submitted for a Marconi, Kennedy.
I took a sip of coffee right as you made the joke about his Jeep, and I almost spit it all over everybody. That was phenomenal.
Somebody texted in about that yesterday at the AMA, and it's something, a question we never got to, and it just was like, oh my God, yes.
So good.
All right, if you just caught the end of that and you want to hear it, we'll put it up on the Odyssey app. You can download that to your phone. It's AUDACY. You can catch everything from the show. We put it up on the Odyssey app. Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Share the love of the brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Be good to have your all-wheel drive Subaru right about now.
Good day for it.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brianna from Roslindale.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So you know how this works. Five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, you win the dough. The kids call it still. Kids still call it dough.
I have no idea what kids are saying.
No, cheddar,
stacks,
scratch, moolah, Benjamins. Mm. You got nothing.
No, I'm trying to think of what $100 costs. Cause I know $1,000 is like a band or.
Is it a rack?
No, that's a grand.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
We're old and not cool.
Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. People magazine put together a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time, and Hans Gruber checks in at number five. Which movie is he the villain in?
Die Hard.
Which, again, is not a Christmas movie.
That's silly.
No, it's not a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Don't be wrong publicly.
Question number two. Ricky Martin turns 53 on Christmas Eve. His biggest song is Livin' La Vida Loca. What does Livin' La Vida Loca translate to in English?
Living the crazy life.
Lizzo says she was blindsided by the sexual harassment lawsuit her dancers filed against her, and she did nothing wrong. Name this Lizzo song.
I'm way too fine to be distressed, yeah. Oh,
Name the song. No, let's
see. I can't think of it.
Question number four. Karen Huger of The Real Housewives of Potomac faces potential jail time after being found guilty on 5 charges, including DUI and negligent driving. Which state is Potomac in?
Maryland?
Question number 5. Did you know Joe Jonas has a SpongeBob tattoo on his upper thigh? What is the name of the villain who's always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
Plankton.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Brianna, I understand you're in your third trimester?
That's right. I'm just over 30 weeks.
Congratulations. When do you do it? What's the day?
February 24th.
Okay. Be cool to have a leap year baby. Maybe hold out a couple of days.
We don't have a leap year. 2024 was leap year.
Oh, that's right. It was this past year.
Yeah.
Do you know if you're having a boy or girl?
No, we're going to be surprised.
Hey, that's cool. Surprise!
Like it's the 70s.
Brianna got 3 out of 1. Oh, no, 4 out of 5.
Whew. All right, then.
Yep. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
People Magazine put together the list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time, and Hans Gruber checks in at number 5. Which movie is Hans Gruber the villain in?
Die Hard.
I don't know how that's possible. It's not a Christmas movie.
Take it up with People Magazine.
Yeah, well. 1-1. Question number 2. Ricky Martin turns 53 on Christmas Eve, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
His biggest song is Livin' La Vida Loca. What does that translate to in English?
Living the crazy life.
Tied at 2. Lizzo says she was blindsided by the sexual harassment lawsuit her dancers filed against her, and she did nothing wrong. Name this Lizzo song.
It's about damn time.
Yes, you have to clap when you do it. 3-2. Question number 4. Karen Huger of The Real Housewives of Potomac is facing potential jail time after being found guilty on 5 charges, including DUI and negligent driving. Which state is Potomac in?
D.C. Washington, D.C.
D.C. is not a state. It's a district, and it is in Maryland. That was a great eye roll, by the way.
That was a great mansplain, by the way.
That wasn't a mansplain. That was just the correct answer. Why is it a mansplain?
That's that was another eye roll. And of course they're great. She's been practicing for 20 years.
It's my superpower.
3-2. Question number 5. Did you know Joe Jonas has a SpongeBob tattoo on his upper thigh?
I did not.
It's way up there. It's risque.
Is it?
It's an odd place to put SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's surprised a lot of ladies over the years.
What is the name of the villain who is always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
I don't know. Gary.
I think they live in the Potomac River too, Kennedy. Plankton is the correct answer, I'm told.
Wow.
So did you just lose?
I did.
Sure did.
4-3. What a way to go out.
Last show of the year.
Wow, look at that. Yes.
I could lose one more time before we get out of here. It could absolutely happen.
Yes.
Brianna, your baby will be born a champion.
That's right. That's awesome.
Well, congratulations to you. You just won yourself $100. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Brianna?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Brianna.
Plankton.
Let's get to Can't Be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our glorious friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Courtney from Norton.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Kennedy.
Courtney's wrapping Christmas presents right now.
Oh, festive, and the snow is falling. Perfect.
Exactly right. Now I don't need a hot chocolate.
There we go.
Yeah, you got a mimosa or something going?
Oh, God, no.
I wish.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, hasta la vista, baby.
Good luck.
All right. It is the 1K CBK, Courtney. You are playing for $1,000. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the $1,000. And just a heads up, all of these questions, it's our last 1K CBK of the year. They are all Christmas holiday related. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Which popular holiday beverage is also called milk punch?
Eggnog.
The huge Christmas tree in New York City is from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts this year. Where is the tree displayed?
Rockefeller Center.
In Die Hard, which is not a Christmas movie, what is the name of the building where the action takes place?
Oh, my stepdad's going to kill me. I don't know that one.
All right, question number four. Which classic Christmas song was recorded by both Bing Crosby and David Bowie as a duet?
I don't know.
And question number five. This is a tough one. Which brand of soap does Ralphie get in his mouth as punishment in A Christmas Story?
Oh, that is a tough one.
I love your sound effects. I love your sound effects.
Don't you? Thank you.
All right, let's get. You don't know, you don't know.
Kennedy!
I don't know.
I know, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Courtney, who is wrapping Christmas presents right now, and I'm hoping it's not the sparkly kind where you get the stuff everywhere and it's in your carpet for the next 6 months, because that's the worst.
It is, unfortunately.
You buy the cheap stuff at the dollar store and then you pay for it in July.
Yeah.
Courtney got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are really hard, and I remind you, because it is the holidays and it's our last one of the year, all Christmas holiday themed questions.
Okay.
Question number one. Which popular holiday beverage is also called milk punch?
Eggnog?
Yeah, I'd never heard that before, had you? Milk punch?
I know what milk punch is. It's really not eggnog.
Right.
I'm going to get really nerdy here. It's one of the earlier drinks that were made like in the United States of America. They have a recipe for it at the National Historical Society.
Right. I think this is more of a...
It's delicious.
Like a funny thing.
Yeah, no, it's delicious.
One-to-one question number two. The huge Christmas tree in New York City is from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts this year. Where is the tree displayed?
Rockefeller Center.
That is correct. Tied at 2. In Die Hard, which is not a Christmas movie, what is the name of the building where the action takes place?
Nakatomi Plaza.
3-2. Courtney's stepdad would have known that one.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Question number four. Which classic Christmas song was recorded by Bing Crosby and David Bowie as a duet?
Little Drummer Boy. Is it Little Drummer Boy?
You got half of it.
Little Drummer Boy. I don't know. Mm.
Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. I went down a rabbit hole yesterday of this song. It's incredible. So what happened was they show up at the studio to record the song, Little Drummer Boy, and David Bowie says he hates it.
What's wrong with you? It's one of the best Christmas carols of all time.
So the producers go into an office, they write Peace on Earth, and then they go in and record it. It only took them 3 takes to record that song. And when David showed up, he and his wife were both wearing fur coats, and he had bright red hair and makeup on. Mm-hmm. And they're like, tone it down. We're going to shoot a video for this. So they stripped him down to just like regular clothes, no makeup. Mm-hmm. And it's an instant classic.
So good.
Yeah, I went down that rabbit hole yesterday.
Love it.
Question. 3-2, question number 5. This is a tough one, Kennedy. All right. Going to really test you.
Give it to me.
What brand of soap does Ralphie get in his mouth as punishment in A Christmas Story?
It's called... hate it.
I know, you can see it.
I prefer the other one. Lux?
Somebody text in from the 508 and actually got it. Life Buoy Soup. Or soap, excuse me, soup.
Wow.
Life
buoy. Wow, well done.
Right?
Yes, life
buoy. I could see it in his mouth, the bright red soap.
I know. It's good stuff. All right, 3-2 is the final score. Told you, man, holiday questions are tough. You think you know Christmas, and you don't. Unfortunately, yeah. Courtney, you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing, and we hope you have a happy
okay.
holiday.
Thank you. You too. Hey, last year I was the last one to play Can't Be Kennedy, and this year I'm the last one to play. So.
That is
Are
wild.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not.
That is so cool.
That is so random. That is random.
I love it.
That was my goal this year.
Well, well played, my friend.
All right, we'll talk to you at the end of 2025.
All right. See you then.
Calling her shot. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
So my name is Courtney, and I'm from Norton, and I cannot beat Kennedy again at the end of this year.
Hey!
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show. Aaron O'Malley is next with more music.
You guys just have the best variety of music.
And good news.
Great stories.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love me.